Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Remember the golf game?
Banger.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in? The shape this country's in, I mean? No.
I don't understand the analogy, actually.
Well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. Well, you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's Hank Williams Jr. appearing on Fox and Friends earlier this week, where he likened the president to Hitler, said that President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden were the enemy, and that they were the Three Stooges. ESPN made the decision on Thursday to part ways with the singer and will no longer be using his song for Monday Night Football. Sports talk, including Major League Baseball in the playoffs, as well as the Hank Williams Jr. Association with Monday Night Football, all part of number 10 on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 7th of October. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Steffen Multimedia and Talkers Magazine, monitoring talk radio programs, hosts, the good stations all across the country to determine this list. And this week, Hank Williams Jr. occupies that number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown is the 10th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan. Here's host Brian Freeman talking to CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about a new poll that shows most of you think after a decade it's time to bring our troops home.
The CBS News poll is out that finds by large margin Americans think U.S. troops should no longer be fighting in Afghanistan. Wanted to get a feeling from CBS military consultant Major Mike Lyons. We've heard General John Allen talk about being there longer. This poll says not. Is it a juxtaposition for the military?
Yeah, stop. The military right now is trying to still fight the mission and gain confidence of both the Afghan citizen and the Afghan security force because, you know, they want to show results. And if we put a 2014 date as to be out of there with most of these troops, we don't want another Vietnam situation. Boy, I hate to bring that up, but I mean, if we have a situation where shortly thereafter the Taliban comes back into power and there's still civil war in Afghanistan, I don't think we could sit there and say that the results were what we set out to be 13 years after that fact.
Well, in 10 years already, we're not too far from another Vietnam-type situation. A lot of folks, according to this poll, said that they question why we're still there now that Osama bin Laden is dead. He was not the key player.
Yeah, we've never really connected that dot from a communication perspective, I think, to the country as to why Afghanistan's an important pivotal player. And I think also the situation has changed. I think in the last 10 years, while Afghanistan has been suffering this civil discourse, I think Pakistan has become more of a failed state. And I think we've not communicated that to the American people with regard to why Pakistan is more dangerous now than it was 10 years ago. Now, what that impacts going forward still remains to be seen, but we've just not done either administration, the Bush or Obama administration, has not done a very good job communicating our overall strategy in that part of the world.
Mike, what's wrong with the Afghan security forces?
You know, frankly, top to bottom, it's just lack of education. I mean, we can't get them to read at a basic third grade level right now. The majority, 70% of those forces are still fundamentally illiterate. And if that's the case, it's impossible to train them. You can train these people on basic mechanical functions, but their inability to read is really what's keeping everything back. I was just talking to a guy yesterday, or a couple days ago, that just came back from there, and he's banging his head against the wall just on that fact alone. Very senior guy that says, boy, if we can't get the education level to improve, and that's going to take a generation, then they, quite frankly, aren't just going to get there.
Yeah, education and thinking and being logical and taking action, there's a lot of dots connect there.
Yeah, especially for the U.S. type equipment that we have.
Yeah.
You have the basic education level that you have to operate a weapon system, a tank, even an individual weapon.
Coming up, Michael Jackson, Amanda Knox, and the scandal over the botched Fast and Furious operation, next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself.
Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Healthcare is evolving. The insurance industry's focus is shifting as more and more consumers are looking to personalize and be in control of their health and healthcare costs. David Cordani, the CEO of Cigna, says health and wellness isn't a one-size-fits-all proposition.
At Cigna, we recognize customers want support navigating the complex healthcare system. That's why we're realigning our business to give people healthcare that is truly personalized. We offer solutions tailored to meet our customers' individual needs. Connecting people to better health is the value we deliver as a global health service company.
Cigna provides around-the-clock global assistance, mobile apps to locate pharmacies and emergency rooms, and decision support tools that help people compare quality of care along with medical costs. More information on tools for consumers can be found at Cigna.com. That website is Cigna.com. I'm John Dritten.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 8 on the countdown, the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray. Host Peter Tilden with ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks about the mounting evidence, including the coroner's testimony of the staggering amount of drugs the doctor had been supplying to Michael Jackson.
You know what? I'm watching this, Royal, and I'm kind of thinking they're digging a hole, bigger hole. I can't imagine what the defense is going to say when you got a guy who claims he's weaning his patient from propofol, which he shouldn't have to begin with, but he's got gallons of it to maybe take to Europe to keep him propofoled up in England?
Yeah, I got to say, I agree with you. They are digging a huge, huge hole. They're building a gigantic pile of evidence on the side of the DA. You know, we talked at the very start of the trial about how the traditional statistic is during the opening statements, 70% of the jurors make up their minds, and they do not change their minds throughout the entire trial. Well, that's probably true here, and I think what's happening is the defense is in even a bigger hole, as you say. The DA is piling on this evidence. I mean, big day yesterday. They played that full four-minute iPhone recording of a slurring, incoherent Michael Jackson, you know, very poignant, talking about his childhood. And it's, you know, still we don't know why Conrad Murray taped it, why did he keep it, but it's there. It's very powerful for the prosecution, showing huge problem with Michael Jackson, and yet 2 days later, the doctor is ordering another big batch of propofol. But then the really dramatic part of the day, Peter, was this coroner's investigator, Alyssa Fleek. She gets on the stand. She was the one at the UCLA Medical Center who took the picture of Michael Jackson dead on the hospital gurney. That was the first photo she took. And then she collected from his bedroom all of the bottles, the saline bag that had the propofol bottle inside, a total of 12 propofol bottles in the bedroom, one empty vial on the floor next to the bed. And then the district attorney, I mean, it was pure theater here. He lines up all of the bottles on the counsel's table as they're talking about them. And by the end of it took her an hour to do an inventory of all the drugs. lorazepam pills, lidocaine, propofol, very dramatic stuff.
Isn't the defense going to say why wasn't that all in his system when he died?
Yeah, I think the defense is certainly going to focus on what was in his system when he died. And from now on in the trial, it's really going to get technical in terms of the medical battle.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown now, the Amanda Knox case. Talk host Ron Upshaw and Don Pryor here focusing on the backlash building up against Amanda Knox, who may not be a murderer, but certainly is no angel.
I think there's going to be a backlash, and we heard it first from Nancy Grace. I saw it in some of the mail I received today. People wrote me and said, hey, I'm sick and tired of victim celebs. People also wrote me and said, hey, look, let's say that she wasn't up in the bedroom. So you're telling me that she was there, she went out, she did narcotics, she got drunk, whatever she was doing. Her boyfriend even said he got high, so was she high? And then you listened to your best friend get brutally raped and you didn't do anything about it? You just covered your ears? There's a backlash that's beginning. I think our attorney sees that, and so I think he's out front trying to steer the story, and he keeps saying this. Hey, look, they didn't overturn it on the basis of, well, there wasn't enough evidence. The court came back and said she didn't do it. That's the way he's steering the story. Will she always have a cloud of suspicion above her head?
She will. And the other thing, I was talking with Bill Radke from the morning show. He said, the thing you and Don were talking about the other day makes the most sense, and it is the theory that they got into the party scene and that people they didn't know were hanging on to get access to pretty girls and substance. And so these were these seemingly to be well-off foreign students that had access to a lot of money, i.e. access to a lot of alcohol and a lot of substance that they're doing hashish and other things.
Yeah, and they worked at a bar, so I imagine they
and
had
so in had some sort of after-party situation, I think some people that they didn't know very well came along for the after-party, and it spiraled out of control. And so you can't take that away. The parts of her testimony about the hashish, about getting drunk and having sex with her boyfriend, those things are on the record and they're in the public domain now. And so it's great to paint her as this very kind and vibrant person, and I don't doubt that, but there's also this other side of her where she did go to Italy and did get into a party scene, and she was doing these things that she said she
did. I think that night it was a haze to her.
Right.
I think it's an absolute haze.
I think that means you murdered somebody.
I think it was a blackout moment, and if you ask her what really happened that night, I don't think she really knows.
Number 6 on the countdown, the Fast and Furious scandal. From Fox, Jenna Lee here with Senator John Cornyn of Texas about the investigation of Attorney General Eric Holder.
There seems to be a discrepancy between knowing and being aware of an operation and also knowing how controversial or the specific controversial details of the operation. I have a new statement from the Department of Justice official saying that none of the handful of entries in 2010 regarding the Fast and Furious suggested there was anything amiss with that investigation, requiring leadership to take corrective action or commit to memory this particular operation prior to the disturbing claims raised by ATF agents in the early parts of 2011. So again, none of the entries suggested there was anything amiss. Senator Cornyn, what's your response to that?
Well, the Attorney General either knew or he should have known. When Brian Terry, a U.S. law enforcement agent, was killed in December of 2010 using one of these weapons, you would think that a reasonable investigation would take place, which would reveal what the source of the weapons were and what the problem was. It's tied to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and this misguided program called Fast and Furious. But if the Attorney General is blameless and he said, I didn't know that this thing had gone terribly wrong, you would think he would welcome the opportunity to come before Congress and explain it. Instead, I think he's just hoping to brush this under the rug. And as happens so often in Washington, it's not the original offense that's so bad as it is the cover-up. And I'm afraid it's beginning to look more and more like a cover-up.
Up next, the passing of Steve Jobs and escalating financial problems in Europe. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're now up to number five on the countdown, the death of Steve Jobs. Talk host Greg Jarrett here with Terry Savage from the Chicago Sun-Times about the impact Jobs' death is likely to have on the markets.
When speculators jump at just about any news, is this news that's going to cause a reaction?
Oh, no, I don't think this is going to impact the stock market. And as a matter of fact, I think a better place to start with is the acknowledgement that Steve Jobs fundamentally changed the way the world thinks and interacts. He was just one of those rare visionaries. Remember how Newton changed the world and Galileo changed the way we perceive the world? It's pretty simple now. We've got gravity. We believe the planets go around the sun. But it was a big change then, and Steve Jobs in our time is really made that kind of an impact. He just changed the world. Very few people will ever say, I mean, we all try and change the world a little bit for the better, but he really moves the needle on the way the world communicates.
And, you know, heads are turning because of the comparisons, Terry. You just compared him to Newton and Galileo. Others are comparing him to Albert Einstein and to Thomas Edison, among others. Are these comparisons too big, or do you think that they're just about right?
No, I think they're just about right. I mean, we grew up reading about these inventive geniuses, probably in our lifetime. Maybe Einstein is remembered. Jonas Salk's influence is remembered more immediately. It takes perspective to understand what a game changer these people were. I'm not sure it was always recognized at the time. But when we, years ahead, when they look back, they will say this was a complete change. You know, one of the great cliches is thinking out of the box. But what Steve Jobs did is fundamentally change the box inside which we think and communicate and live.
The number four item on the countdown, the general strike in Greece. Talk host Alan Laudell with CBS correspondent Tula Vlahou talking about the strike, what it's about, how long it'll last.
Greece, in many respects, has been shut down. Flights and ferry services canceled. Government offices, schools, and tourist sites closed. Even hospitals functioning with reduced staff. CBS News reporter Tula Vlahou, part of a general strike. What are the aims and how long is it going to last, Tula?
Well, the general strike's only going to last for 24 hours. Tomorrow, things are supposed to work again as they should. But that doesn't mean this is the end of the strike. There's a huge one being planned on the 19th of the month, and this will include private and public workers. Again, it's against the government's very severe austerity measures that many Greeks believe have gone way too far and are pushing a lot of people near the poverty level.
Well, how close is Greece to just saying, hey, well, we're going to go on our own, no more euro, we're out of it, sayonara?
Well, that's the thing. There are a lot of Greeks, just average Greeks, would say, let's just leave. This is not worth it for us. We gave up our sovereignty, meaning the inability to print money, to be part of the European Union, and the Europeans don't want to help us now. But the government insists it's not a good path for Greece. to get out of the European Union because this debt is in euros. And if it leaves the European Union and goes back to its own currency, the drachma, it will owe more. So the government doesn't believe it's really feasible for Greece to leave the European Union, although that is some dreams on part of the Greek public.
Of course, I suppose you have people exaggerating, saying it would be drachmas in wheelbarrows, kind of like Germany after World War One.
Well, they're not saying that much. What they're saying is that the Greece, with some legitimacy, that Greece will have control over its finances, and if it needs to, it can adjust, it can print more money, essentially, which it cannot do now. None of the countries in the European Union can do that. So that is the problem here. And they've done these severe cuts, and they've increased multiple tax increases, and people haven't seen that the crisis has been resolved. And that is stressing people a great deal because they don't see really any turn in the crisis whatsoever.
The general strike in Greece, number four on the countdown. So recapping, Hank Williams Jr., Monday Night Football, the playoffs, that's with number 10. And let's see, number 9 is the war in Afghanistan, 10th anniversary thereof. Trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is 8. Number 7, Amanda Knox. Number 6, the Fast and Furious scandal. Number 5, the death of Steve Jobs. And the strike in Greece is number 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. They'll be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
PetSmart Treat Your Pet Sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice Fall Dog Apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen in here for another half hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves into higher gear. We're focusing on the week ending Friday, the 7th of October. Number three is the 2012 presidential race this week. Talk host Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson with political analyst Mark Plotkin about how well Herman Cain is doing in the latest polls.
Does Cain have a chance? Mark, he's winning straw polls, jumping in popular polls. Can this translate into victories in states like Iowa and New Hampshire?
That is the central question. No, I keep on saying this, but I think it's worth repeating. No election has been held. No delegates have been selected. And you have to look at the composition of the two states that you just talked about. Iowa is a caucus, not a primary. That means it's a triumph of organization, getting your people into a living room or a church basement. There has to be an intense following. He might have an intense following, Herman Cain, but that's an organizational skill to identify your supporters and get them there. New Hampshire is a whole different deal. New Hampshire is not a closed primary. That is, you take a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot, that you declare your party affiliation by voting in that primary. And I just talked to Bill Gardner, the Secretary of State, who's been there since 1976, who says there will probably be about 300,000 Republican votes cast in New Hampshire. 100,000 of them will not be Republican. Republicans. They will be undeclared. They will be, for all practical purposes, independents who want to participate in that primary. And the real challenge to someone like Cain is, where does he get any of those 100,000? And you also have Mitt Romney really spending a lot of time there, and John Huntsman, his only salvation is to do well there. Does Cain have the organizational muscle? Poll numbers, book sales, debate performances don't necessarily in any way translate into votes, and votes mean delegates.
Okay, so let's say Herman Cain does translate some of the stuff into votes and remains viable. The next big marker in the race is Florida. That's huge.
Yeah, Florida is huge, Sean and Hillary, from a fundraising standpoint. You buy a week of media, it's about $2 million in the fourth largest state. Can Herman Cain compete in terms of buying media time?
From Fox, Greta Van Susteren talks to Sarah Palin about her decision not to run.
You decided it's a no. Why? decided it is a no, Greta, because after prayerful consideration and a lot of discussion with the family, I concluded that I believe I can be an effective voice and a real decisive role in helping get true public servants elected to office, not just in the presidency, but we have 33 Senate seats coming up. We have a House of Representatives that we need to strengthen in numbers, conservatives who understand that our country has got to get back on the right track economically here, and governor's seats around the nation. I believe I can be an effective voice for some positive change in these positions. And I apologize to those whom are disappointed in this decision. I've been hearing from them in the last couple of hours, but I believe that they, when they take a step back, will understand why the decision was made and understand that really you don't need a title to make a difference in this country. I think that I'm proof of that, and we together united can surely help as a team get this country back on the right track by making sure that Barack Obama is not reelected and making sure that Senate seats go to constitutionalists and the House of Representatives is strengthened with more conservatives.
I can't even, I imagine in some ways, and you know, I try to put myself in a guest's shoes, but I imagine in some ways it's a disappointment. The fact is, though, is that you are, you know, a young woman, and there are, you know, many more years for, you know, other future chance, you know, efforts to run for president should you ever want to. But is there some sort of a little bit of, you know, sadness or like, you know, boy, I wish I could do it now?
You know, there was that sense through my own personal internal deliberations in making this decision. I would go back and forth about whether now is the time, and if I say no to the opportunity that's in front of me via running for office now, will, politically speaking, will I die? Will I be ineffective? But no, after making the decision today and making the announcement, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, after great confirmation today too, Greta, personally speaking, I know that it's the right decision, and I know that I can join others and be effective in helping change what's going on in our country and helping wake up Americans to what is going on in our country.
Did you watch Governor Christie when he made his 7 millionth no? And if so, what were you thinking as you were listening to him?
I did. I watched that, Greta, and to tell you the truth, I made my announcement in the format that I did because that was his 7 millionth no, and I didn't want to go through all of that. I wanted to, you know, just kind of put the marker down and say, no, I'm not running, not have a big press conference about it, not make a big darn deal about it, because this isn't about me, and it's not about Chris Christie. This isn't about one potential candidate or candidate who is going to jump in there. This is about Americans who are understanding that we have got to get the right people in these positions of leadership in our country to get us back on the right track.
That leads us up to number two, the Occupy Wall Street protests. That's in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
We the real people got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday for Fall Car Care Month. The best time to save big on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. And save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, automotive batteries from $49.98. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center.
Sale ends 10A, rebates end 12-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. A new app from Sprint is giving parents a little more peace of mind when their teenagers get behind the wheel. The Sprint Drive First app is a groundbreaking new tool to help prevent distracted driving, as it automatically locks a mobile phone when a car is moving at more than 10 miles an hour, sends calls directly to voicemail, and silences distracting email or text alerts. Here's Mark Yarkowski of Sprint with more.
The Sprint Drive First app is taking big steps in the prevention of distracted driving, especially among teens. It uses GPS and cell tower triangulation to gauge the speed of the car, and shortly after the car exceeds 10 miles per hour, it disables your teen's phone's functionality, including calling, emails, and texts. Of course, emergency phone calls can always be made. Parents have the choice of programming up to 5 numbers that will always ring through.
To learn more or to download the Sprint Drive First app, visit sprint.com/drivefirst.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
On the countdown, we're up to number 2, the Occupy Wall Street protests. Host Larry O'Connor with Rich Noyes from the Media Research Center about the way the news media has been covering these spreading protests.
The media seems to be covering this Occupy Wall Street story much differently than the way they covered the Tea Party protests. Have you picked up on that?
We certainly have, Larry, and you can't even begin to understand American politics these days without really talking about media bias. And this is, you know, this group of people, you know, they have moved into the Wall Street area. They have outrageous demands. Hundreds of them were arrested over the weekend. They are the toast of ABC, CBS, and NBC. They are held up as these great voices, you know, as if they really represent the masses out there who have a problem with greed and corruption and banks, and everybody wants to destroy the banks and, what is it, eat the rich. And if you look back at the Tea Party, these exact same networks, when, you know, you had a movement that has proved itself over the last 3 years to be the voice of this great number of people out there who want government to pull back, you know, they were meeting those original Tea Party peaceful demonstrations, nobody arrested, by dismissing it as AstroTurf. You know, this was something that wouldn't catch on. You know, it was filled with people who had their facts wrong. It was filled with people who had, you know, sketchy opinions. Some of them were obviously racist. A lot of them had these extreme rhetoric about President Obama. You know, they were doing everything they could to tamp it down.
Right.
Here you have people out there representing sort of one of the wackiest fringes of American politics, and they're being held up as some great voice. Dan Harris did some little tour of their camp a couple days ago where we talked about how you got grandmothers sending in cookies for the protesters to snack on. So it's all a big, you know, camaraderie. You couldn't get a glaring double standard.
Radio man Rick Barber here with political analyst Brad Bannon about the spreading Wall Street protests and the emerging message, which is get the money out of Washington.
You're watching what's going on Wall Street, and I guess now it's spread to Boston, San Francisco, Seattle.
Yeah, spreading all across the country. Portland, Oregon, it's starting to go everywhere.
Now, a lot of people say this is kind of the other side of the coin of the Tea Party movement, only on steroids. Is that more or less accurate, do you think?
Well, I hope it becomes something like the Tea Party. The Tea Party started small like this with small demonstrations across the country, and it used the momentum it built up to become a major political force, and I'm hoping that these demonstrations against Wall Street and corporate greed will pick up steam and become a full-fledged political movement like the Tea Party. Only time will tell.
Now, the problem, I think, is and this is again part of the news story, and even MSNBC, the anti-Fox, although Fox is calling them a bunch of lefties and communists and dope smoking hippies, and I'm thinking, I said, gee, what's made them different from the Tea Party movement? But anyway, the bigger problem that I think that has been identified is there's not a consistent message yet, but there seems to be one bubbling up, and that one is get the money out of Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, money in Washington is a heart is at the heart of a lot of our major problems. Global warming and the environment, serious problem, but nothing ever happens in Washington, partly because the oil companies are so powerful, they have so much money. It's really hard to get anything done in Washington, because if someone decides to change things, and President Obama has found this out the hard way, the big money kicks in and strangles most change movements in their infancy. And I think that's a good place to start, because there's that old expression, money is the root of all evil.
Well, the love of money is the root of all evil, and God knows politics love money.
Talk host Mark Reardon with Paul Popotsky, who's leading an Occupy protest in St. Louis, talking about the protests and what they're all about.
I've seen some of what's going on Wall Street in New York and other parts of the country. What is this all about? Can you explain that to me?
Well, the reason that we started out coming out here was in solidarity with the Wall Street protesters, but it's become a bigger movement now. Occupy is popping up not only across the country, and it's become a network called Occupy Together, but Occupy is now popping up around the world in Africa and Russia and Europe. And basically the demand seems a little general, but it's based on the acknowledgement that 99% of the population, whether homeless, jobless, underemployed, unemployed, duly employed, or middle class, we're all slipping. And yet the top 1% of society who control more wealth than all the rest of us combined, their standard of living is still growing. They're still improving. The economy is great for them. It's terrible for us. And so our demand is a more just and equitable world, and a more just and equitable way of living in the 21st century.
Well, do you have any specifics on how you would get there? I'm unclear on how someone who is successful, has worked hard for their success, has money, has a job, is supposed to do something. I mean, what are they supposed to do to help people who don't have a job out? That's where I'm a little unclear.
Well, I understand that. That's actually two separate questions, though, that you just asked me. To answer the first one, it's not my place to say, I don't think. I think it's my place, but it's no one's place. We believe that people in the modern day should have a say in how they're going to live, what kind of political and economic and social system and order they're going to live under. And the way to determine that, I don't think, is through any kind of top-down means. I think it's through discussion, through dialogue, and through consensus building, so that everyone's interests and concerns have a chance to be aired and expressed and weighed by everyone concerned, by everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a very, as you well know, I'm sure you're aware of this, it's a very divided country politically. We had an election a couple of years ago. I think a lot of people expected there to be more hope and change, and that, you know, it hasn't resulted. So don't we live in I can't speak for other parts of the world where these things might be going on, but in this country in particular, don't you have a voice by going to vote and making changes at the ballot box?
Well, I think, you know, sure, it's great that everyone has a right to vote, and I am thankful every day for that. But personally, I mean, I think, and I know a lot of other people out here are starting to feel like there's no such thing as one person, one vote, when some people's money and political and social power and influence can buy them millions of more votes. And again, back to the political division in this country, I question how much of that is natural and how much of that is manufactured and contrived by the mainstream media and by the mainstream forces in our body politic. And the reason I say that is because out here in Keener Plaza, at the Wall Street protests, at other occupies around the world, and not just here, in other experiences people are relaying, when folks from all walks of life sit down and they get past the isms and the ists, and they just talk about, you know, their own personal stories and, like, share their interests and their vision for a better world, or what problems they see and what solutions they think might be good.
That leaves us at number one, the president's jobs bill and economic policies. They're the focus next on the countdown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As I said, number one, the president's jobs bill, economic policies. You'll never get away from this. Here's Mandy Cannell on her program talking to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about why he supports the president's jobs plan.
You are advocating for the jobs bill. That's accurate, right?
Yeah, I'm supportive of the vast majority of the Jobs Act, yes.
So here's my question. A lot of this is just a do-over from the stimulus bill, which was not very effective in stimulating the economy.
There's a lot of difference of opinion on that. CBO said it created 3 million jobs and prevented unemployment from being a couple points higher, but certainly didn't give us the kind of recovery that we all would have liked to have had.
So why do the same and expect a much different result? That's the question.
Well, again, I think what we're talking about is doing things, for instance, with $50 billion worth of infrastructure spending in Kentucky alone, that would be $455 million that we could spend on doing things like fixing the Sherman-Minton Bridge and other projects that we have. So that would put, for instance, the payroll tax holiday, which gives not only individual employees a 3%, essentially a 3% break on their withholding taxes, it also puts 3% back in the pockets of employers, so they actually have more capital to either hire more people, expand their business, do what they need to do. And there are a lot of things in this bill that we didn't try in the first Recovery Act bill. The first Recovery Act bill, again, most economists will say did save us from a lot worse economic performance. You don't get credit for that, and you know it's easy for people to say it was a failure, but it actually did, again, by everything's from being much worse than they were.
On MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talked about several recent polls, all of which show the majority of Americans, according to her, support the president's Buffett plan.
Okay, quick. Name the most recognizable polling organizations in the country. Name the ones that come to mind first. Give you a second. What'd you come up with? Gallup, probably, maybe Zogby, maybe NBC News, Wall Street Journal, or PPP, or ABC News, Washington Post. Okay, here's one for you. American Express. polls by American Express. Did you know American Express did polling? American Express does polling. And apparently, at least in some cases, American Express only polls rich people. You have to have a six-figure income to even be polled by American Express, to even be asked questions in the American Express poll. And what exactly do those rich folks want when American Express asks them questions? It turns out those rich folks want rich people to be taxed more. The latest American Express poll done by a research firm called the Harrison Group found that 65% of people who have at least six-figure incomes, 65% of them would support tax increases on people making $1 million a year or more. So, A, American Express does polls of rich people. B, rich people want higher taxes on rich people. Want to know what the Tea Party wants right now? I have empirical information about what the Tea Party wants. This is not conjecture. This is not just my impression. I actually have empirical data about what the Tea Party wants. By a margin of 52 to 29, you want to know what the Tea Party wants? They want government action to ensure that millionaires don't pay lower taxes than people who aren't millionaires, otherwise known as the Buffett rule, otherwise known as what President Obama has been proposing for the last few weeks. The Tea Party, self-identified Tea Party members, support that idea by a 33-point margin. Want to know what Republicans want right now? Again, I have empirical information about this. No need to conjecture. By a margin of 66 to 17, by a 49-point margin, Republicans, like Tea Partiers, support government action to make sure millionaires don't pay lower taxes than non-millionaires. 66% of Republicans support the Buffett rule idea. You want to know what independents want right now? They want to raise taxes on millionaires. 65% of independents are for that. 28% oppose. That is a 37-point margin by which independents like the tax millionaires idea. You want to know what Americans overall support? By a margin of 81 to 17, wow, Americans overall would support a surtax on millionaires. 81% of Americans want that. The Beltway media has been denouncing President Obama's economic populism, saying an economic populist message doesn't appeal to a broad swath of the country. Is there a broader swath of the country than 81%?
The president's jobs bill and the economic policies of this administration, most talked about topic on talk radio this week, political issue-oriented news talk radio. Let's recap sports talk at number 10, 10th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan, number 9, trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is 8, number 7, the Amanda Knox case, number 6, the Fast and Furious scandal. Death of Steve Jobs is number 5. The general strike in Greece is number 4. Number 3, the presidential race. Occupy Wall Street protest number 2. And the president's jobs bill and economic policies number 1 this week on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.